The Prime Minister has described a woman's death in North Queensland floodwaters as tragic. She passed away when an SES boat capsized at the weekend while thousands have been evacuated. Some parts between Eyre and Ingham have copped more than 1,000 millimetres of rain over the past few days. Thankfully, it's a much different situation here on the Sunshine Coast, with just 25 millimetres of rain expected across the week, the heaviest falls forecast today. Our mayor will meet with key stakeholders at council chambers in Maroochydore this morning to outline what our region needs most as we face an expected population growth of 57% in the next 20 years. The community and business leaders will be calling on political parties to support funding to deliver critical region-shaping infrastructure. It's after direct rail to Maroochydore was removed from Infrastructure Australia's priority list last week, along with the Mooloola River interchange. Mourners are asked to wear a touch of colour this afternoon as they gather to farewell the second teenage victim of the Wapper Falls tragedy in Noosaville. Bo Liddell tried to save his friend Honor Ward on Sunday the 19th of January when she slipped and fell into the swollen waterfall. The pair, both aged 17, never resurfaced. Honor Ward's life was celebrated last week, her father Steve acknowledging Bo for his incredible bravery. Police have released CCTV images of a man they wish to question in relation to the alleged assault of an elderly man at a local shopping centre. On Thursday last week, it'll be alleged the 83-year-old had just exited Kiwanis Shopping World when an altercation occurred with another man who wasn't known to him. The elderly man then fell on a pedestrian crossing and suffered an arm injury before being transported to hospital. Anyone who has information is urged to contact police. And stars will hit the red carpet in LA this morning for the Grammys. Beyonce up for the most gongs with 11 nominations, the highest in a single year for a female artist.